This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. What a joy, what a treat to talk to someone so talented, so beautiful inside and out. And I've had a pleasure of doing that before, so I'm looking forward to this again. She's so adorable, but I would have never dreamed this about her. Prior to her career as an artist, she aspired to become an astronaut. And I did not know that until I read this. It's Ann Wilson. We know and love Ann. We love you. How are you?
Oh, I'm so good. Thanks for having me today.
Okay, so what's that all about? What's the astronaut part? I'm just learning this.
Oh, I wanted to be an astronaut, and I wanted to work for NASA, and
really?
That was my dream. Yeah, that was what I wanted to do with my life. And then the Lord called me to music, and I laid that dream down, and now I'm doing this. So it's so different than I thought I was going to be doing with my life, but...
I think people need to hear that because we all have dreams, and especially when you're younger like you are, you're like, I want to do this, I'm going to do that, and God might have something else that's completely different and it's better. Would you say that you're content now with where God took you in this direction?
Oh, yes, I am, because doing things for the Lord and using your life to glorify Him is so much more fulfilling than anything else you could do, and so for me, it's just like, It's a dream come true, you know, getting to serve God every day and tell others about Him. It really is a gift.
What is something that sticks out to you, Anne? I know you've done so many concerts and we love seeing you. And every time you perform, you just represent Jesus. But have you had something that happened in the audience or someone has told you a story about your song or your music that really is kind of top of mind for you?
Oh, I mean, I've had so many stories shared with me.
Yes.
There's one in particular where a woman was a drug addict and an alcoholic, and she heard my Jesus and checked herself into rehab and became a Christian through hearing my Jesus. And stories like that, I've had so many people tell me that song has led them to salvation in Christ.
Yay.
And I think those are the stories that I'm like, that's why I do what I do. You know, it's to spread the gospel. And it's crazy how the Lord can use us, just normal people, you know, to further His kingdom. But He does it all the time. And it's a beautiful thing to witness and just all the hard work that goes into it. And then to see like, oh, it's for that. It's for someone to find Jesus through our music. And it's a beautiful thing.
Oh, amen. Well, on February the 6th, it's Winter Jam at the Coliseum. And tell me what you think about this tour coming up that's almost here. What's this been like preparing for it?
Oh, it has been so fun. I really wanted to do Winter Jam. I asked my manager. I was like, I want to do Winter Jam. Get me on it. I love Winter Jam. Aww. I used to go when I was a kid.
Yes.
And so full circle moment to be on those stages. But to be co-headlining at 22 years old.
Come on.
Blows my mind.
Yes.
Absolutely blows my mind. So I'm so excited. I'm honored to be a part of it. We are planning the set list. It's going to be constant movement for the 30 minutes we're on stage.
Okay.
Constant fun. Like,
woo!
We're doing a million things in those 30 minutes. So we're really excited. Yeah, it's going to be a blast.
So fun. So is there anybody on that tour you think is going to be trouble? I mean that in a joking way. You know, who's the one that's going to stir up, like, you know, crazy stuff and playing jokes? What do you think?
I don't know a lot of them super well, but I feel like Micah Tyler has a side to him that might be like, he might do like some things backstage, like joke around, some pranks. I can't imagine Colton Dixon. He seems
so
really
nice.
Precious and sweet.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I think maybe Micah Tyler.
Yeah, KB could be too. He might be, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He raps,
true.
So he might have some game in it.
That's true.
So be on the lookout when you go around the corner. Look out for anything could happen. It could be Micah. We'll see.
Yes.
I'll have to check with you later and see how that's turned out. Okay. Who do you want to come to Winter Jam?
Oh, I want everyone to come to Winter Jam. I think it's an incredible night for all ages. I've had little tiny girls show up when I played in 2023. Mm. So I think all ages, it's a fun night. And I love that it's all different types of music in the Christian genre. Like you have the rap, you have the pop, you have the, like me doing the country thing. You have like all these different types of genres.
Yes.
That it's really a fun night for everybody, every age. You get to experience a lot of different types of music, but it's
so
all
fun.
Music that brings glory to God. So I think it's a great fun night and everybody's going to love it.
It's going to be great for sure. It's on Thursday, February the 6th at the Coliseum. Winter Jam 2025 coming back. We love you. We thank you. Keep doing what you're doing, sister, okay?
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me today.
Absolutely. If you want to find out more about how to get there, you just pay for it at the door. Tickets at the door at star883.com. You can also click on Conversations and find out more about Ann Wilson.